And away we go. It's a Getaway Friday morning. Friday, April the 10th, 2020. 4/10/2020. Good Friday. How about that? Joined in studio this morning by guest co-host Michelle Whitaker, Ashley Crowman,
Abby Crowman.
I just called you Ashley. What in the world?
I don't know, but now I
was
really
that Ashley that
no,
over there.
No.
You know, got something on the mind this morning.
What a way to start the show.
That's interesting.
You've
was
never
Ashley
done
on
that.
A computer
no,
screen?
I've never done that. Stop.
Scott,
listen,
what is
it's
your
Good Friday. Relax. We're here. We're off and running. Oh, that's terrible to forget. That's the first sign of dementia, I
Did
think.
Did you really forget my name, though? Because
no,
I think you have something else on your mind.
No, because that I don't know anybody named Ashley.
Really? Not, you have the Facebook up. Is
you,
there the Ashley
Stop talking
over there?
About the Facebook. No, there's no Ashley over there. Listen, you are here on a good morning this morning because not only do we have the girls in the studio this morning, if I had just said girls, I could have got away with it. Okay. We are giving away four big prizes this morning over the course of the next 2 hours. Now, don't come here to get them. The office is closed. You have to go to Stewart's on North Main Street, and you'll just tell them your name once we get your name this morning when you win the prize, and that's how you will get your prize. Now, the four prizes we're going to give away, a 32-ounce root beer float, two 16-ounce root beer floats, a half gallon of what?
Regular root beer, diet root beer, or they can get the Stewart's orange.
Hey, there you go. A half gallon of the beverage of your choice and a $10 gift card. So there you go. And we're going to give, well, it's a $10 credit more, right?
Yeah.
You'll go, don't go pick up a gift card.
Yeah.
Go over and eat and right. You'll take $10 off the bill.
Yeah.
So that is the deal. We're going to give all four of those away and those can be used this morning when Stewart's opens or anytime the doors are open and the hours are
11 to 8.
11 to 8.
Yep.
Today and tomorrow closed on Easter.
Yes.
There you go. That's how it's going to go. And I'm still working on the trivia questions, so we're going to get to those momentarily. But last night we taped the podcast, the Paper Rings podcast, which will be available. That episode will probably be available sometime before Monday. But it was an interesting one. Because it was a multiple topic one, which had not happened before. And somebody last night, I think, was possibly inebriated through most of the show.
Ashley
was inebriated during
her.
The show last night.
Darn her.
What in the world was going on?
That Ashley, I tell you. Can't remember her own name.
Did you have an episode yesterday where you had to get inebriated?
It's just, no. Boredom?
Is that what it was?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Why not? Because why not? It's not like I had to get up and go to work this morning.
No, you had to come here.
Right, but like this isn't exactly work, and I still got up in time to do everything I needed to do before I came. Came with treats.
What's your morning ritual? That's interesting. This is a morning show. What's your morning ritual?
I get right up and I shower and I have to get up and go. I don't know, but I don't really have a ritual. I don't eat before I leave the house, typically.
I thought like you had a thing. Like you said, I got everything I needed to get done.
Well, because I needed to go to get your morning McDonald's.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And I didn't have time to go get my Starbucks, so I had to go and get tea and Michelle some coffee and blueberry muffins. So everybody's happy.
Right. And I will say, because I blast you every time you don't do it,
right.
That this morning, not only did you get the diet soda, but you got the eggs and the sausage. Mm-hmm. You did the whole bit.
I did.
So you're very cool with me this morning.
What I do.
We're on a thing this morning.
So I guess that was part of my routine this morning, even though it's not usually.
If you could make that part of your routine all the time, I would enjoy it.
Right.
Because I'm here. You know, I've been here every day during this pandemic, which we're not talking about today.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm here every day, and sometimes I'm here alone, and, you know, you'd like somebody to deliver you something.
Yeah. We've done that before, though. We both have.
When does Postmates run?
We could maybe set you up on a schedule with somebody.
Yeah.
Could you?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we are, Good Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And it's... Oh, I do want to let people know that Charlie will not be in today, so I'll be hosting Charlie's show from 10 to 12, but he's calling in today, so you'll hear from Charlie at some point during that period. And then at 12 o'clock today, we have a celebrity guest, Park Overall from Empty Nest, will be on from 12 to 1 today. She hasn't been on in a while, so it'll be fun to talk with her.
Yeah.
She has a... She's perfect for radio because she has got a great voice. It's very Southern. If you ever watched Empty Nest, she was the nurse. It's very Southern. It's a very unique voice.
Yeah.
So 12 to 1 today, Park Overall.
That's fun.
On this station. So that is the Friday rundown today.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a good Friday.
Does it?
It does.
All right.
A good Friday.
It's a good Friday. It is a good Friday.
It is good Friday. Right?
So what did you guys do last night when you went home? I imagine you just drunk in stupor and passed out.
No, wrong.
No, watched, wrong. What did you do?
Watched a little TV.
Did you? What did you watch?
We started watching like the 6 Feet Under show. Couldn't get into it. We heard it was good, so we're like, we'll give it a try. Wasn't good. And then we switched to, oh, we started watching a movie, but still that didn't catch my attention. So then I went to bed.
What was the movie?
I don't remember, to be honest. And it wasn't from the drinking. It's just because it wasn't a good movie. I don't remember what it was. It was not a new movie. It was an older movie.
So last night, the drinking consisted of... I'm not going to give the brand name, but it was like a bomb pop.
Yeah, they taste like bomb pops.
Like a bomb pop. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's kind of more of a summery drink.
Good.
Yeah.
I can make slushies out of that.
You absolutely could.
Yes.
But it's spring.
I know, but it makes you feel like summer, right? But summer the, and day the, drinking
the
and stuff.
The day before yesterday, it felt like summer. And Tuesday.
It did. We had 2 days in there where it did feel like summer, which was nice. Very nice.
Yes.
All right.
I'll take it.
The sunshine yesterday was good in between all the weird weather that we were having.
It was nice this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I thought this morning was great.
It's supposed to rain on Easter.
Oh, really?
You know what that means.
What does that mean?
If it rains on Easter Sunday, it's going to rain for the next six Sundays.
6 Sundays, yeah.
It's true.
What is that, like a curse? I never have heard that.
Well,
you've never heard that?
No. If it rains on Easter, it's going to rain the next 6 Sundays?
Yes. Yep.
No, I don't know anything about
that. That's so weird that you've heard that, too. I thought my family was like the only one.
Where does that come
from? Our granny.
Is that a Kentucky thing?
No.
Well granny is from Kentucky.
Your grandma is?
Bill's.
Yeah.
It's a Kentucky thing. Bill's granny. I knew it was one of those Kentucky things.
It definitely came from my grandma, but I didn't think it's a Kentucky thing, necessarily.
It could be.
I thought it was just a thing. I thought people just knew that.
Not me.
I thought people knew that, too. So we'll see.
I was going to say, let's see if we're right. Mark it down. Type it into your little thing, whatever it is you're doing.
Will you stop what's going on over here?
You're so off. Like, did you just invite us in here so you could do the Facebook
all day? I invited you in here. So, yeah, the Facebook. So I could kind of just take a morning off. I need a morning off. I've been here. What was that? Don't make those noises. I need a morning off because I've been here through this pandemic. It's doctors. It's health commissioners. It's the politicians. You know, I need a break from time to time.
Do you really?
I really do. You want to come guest host some morning?
Yeah.
And I'll just stay home?
Yes. That's not guest hosting. That's like doing it. I could sit in your seat.
Could you?
I could.
Okay. Give me a little. I'm not. Give me a little. How? if it's the morning and the music's playing, it's you. Go ahead. I'm not here. What would you do?
I don't know.
Well, that's not filling the seat. I hate to tell you. That ain't going
to
work.
I would have time to think about it, though. You always put us on the spot like we have to just know.
I don't think about it.
It'd be something like, it's Getaway Friday.
Yep.
See, there you go with the mocking again. I don't know why you have to mock. Why have to mock?
It's a good Friday. Getaway Friday. It's not mocking. Just saying we tune in. Stop.
I got things going on, man. You're going to have to relax. You know, when you are...
Why don't you move your computer screen so you don't have to look to the side all the time?
Mm-hmm. I'm not looking. Like, that's why.
I'm not. No, like, so the back faces us.
Well, because it used to be here.
Yeah.
And then I can't see over there. And it's a little difficult.
This whole office is a little difficult.
Will you get off the office?
To be honest.
Yeah. It's just... it needs some tweaking.
I will fix it during this pandemic.
Do I come to your house and criticize your walls
and
whatever?
Please, go ahead.
Oh, I'm not criticizing.
Hey, those are... I never noticed you had Halloween decorations over there, too.
Well, we decorate for Halloween.
You guys are all set.
We decorate for Halloween. We decorate for Christmas.
Fourth of July? Not Easter, though.
No, not Fourth of July.
Or Easter.
We don't, like, grill bratwurst in here or anything.
American flags.
Well, there's one. There's one over there.
The American flags came... One day we were having a conversation on the air about the American flag and its symbolism, and is that a good thing or a bad thing? Because Jehovah's Witness say the American flag is an idol and they won't salute it. So we were having that conversation on the air one day, and a guy showed up that afternoon with these flags for us.
Nice.
Which was nice.
Absolutely.
And I think... my feeling, that's an interesting topic this morning. Why not go with that for a minute? I don't know why somebody wouldn't salute the flag, but I'm not going to make somebody.
Right.
I think that's the problem. I don't want to make somebody do anything, but I would salute it because this is a great country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so.
And I believe in everything that we've done. I don't know. This is just a young country. What, 200? It's not even 250 years old yet. So, I like it.
Yeah, I think I'll stay here.
I like it here. I think I'll stay a little longer.
I mean, I don't want to go anywhere out of the country right now. That's for sure.
Okay, well, back to knocking what's going on in here. Mm-hmm. What is the problem? Besides, listen, the decorations are over here. We're going to get them taken downstairs at some point. But what is the problem?
Well, at this point, you might as well keep the Halloween ones up and like put them away.
It's
somewhere.
Close to October. You're right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, what's the problem in general?
You just
that
need
you
stuff
have?
Framed. You've got lots of nice pictures in here, and they're just sort of like tacked on the wall.
Isn't that where you put them?
Well, if you're 10,
right?
If you're
like
10,
hanging posters in your bedroom when you're a child.
So, what needs to be done?
They need to be put in frames and have some organization. You've got lots of good pictures.
I don't have that kind of time.
Really?
I'm doing this show.
Oh,
this show takes it out of you every morning.
2 hours every day.
Mm-hmm. 5 hours today.
Yeah, that's
you have time because you normally would be somewhere from 2-ish
right.
to 5. So you had
2-ish
like
to 5-ish.
You had a 3-hour window open up that you weren't used to. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I don't really want to be hanging pictures. That's not my... The reason they went up there that way is because I don't want to put them in frames, and I don't want to hang them on the wall. That's like things I just don't have the time to worry about.
Take them home. Just take them home and frame them and stuff. Give yourself something to do. That's what I would do.
I have no lack of things to do. I'm busy in the afternoon.
Napping?
Yeah, I take a nap every afternoon. I take a nice little nap now, rejuvenate myself in the afternoon.
Absolutely.
No, what I think will have to happen is, if this is ever going to happen, somebody will have to come in mm-hmm. and do it, because it's just not my thing.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do that.
Well, those are all 8x10s.
Right, there's a bunch. 6, 7, 8.
They're all 8x10s. Mm.
There's a couple poster-sized ones that we could probably fix up as well.
So you're going to come in and decorate?
Maybe.
And you think this will look better?
Well, I don't get the lights.
It's not going to look worse.
Oh, the lights are, because people take pictures usually of the person sitting here, and it looks very bland because it's a radio studio.
Scott, like this picture that would be in the picture has like tape on it.
I can't see that. That's behind the monitor. I don't even know what you're pointing at.
It's got tape on it that isn't sticky, that's tacked up with a tack. Like, you can't have that in the picture.
Did you come in here this morning to knock my
office?
You can get some really cool lights, though, now from, like, Amazon, like, that you can change all the colors, and they're just little strips. My kids have them mm-hmm. up in their loft.
Like the LED light thing.
The LED
yeah.
lights. You can put whatever color you want, and not...
Is there anything else you'd like to knock this morning?
You just asked.
No, you
what
started
you
in on this.
What would
you
do?
Said, why... You said, you know, this office, and why do you got the pictures tacked to the wall? That's like a children's thing.
You brought it up, though.
I did?
I think so.
I don't think I did. If we rewound the tape, I don't think it would point to me bringing that up.
You don't remember anything, though.
I really don't. I think I have a touch. I have a touch of something going on. Because
Ashley.
When Ashley came in this morning, I really was
Ashley
thrown
and
by the
other
whole
girl.
Thing.
Dear Lord.
Ashley and the other girl.
Is that why you just started calling me the other girl? Because you didn't
I
think of
forgot
it?
Your name.
You blanked.
And I had to start calling you the... You know, for people who didn't listen last night, and this is an interesting topic as well, and it gives me time again to think up questions, because this is the show it actually happened on. Yeah. I started referring to Ashley as the other girl. Uh-huh. And this apparently brought on some... Well, I won't say anger because apparently it wasn't anger, and I won't say upset because it didn't bring up upset, but it brought up something.
It was just irritating.
So that's anger.
That's not anger.
That's a euphemism for anger. Is it not, Michelle? Now, come on. Be honest.
What, don't irritating?
Don't side with her just because...
I don't think irritating is anger. I don't think it is. Oh, I really don't.
Okay, so what's the difference between irritated and angry?
They're two different words.
Yeah, just kind of like a little, like, really? Like, that's a little annoying. Like, get mad at me. You don't have the power to make me mad or angry or...
Oh, I bet I could make you mad.
Something.
If I worked on you long enough, I could make you mad.
But why would you do that?
No, I wouldn't, but you just said I don't have the power to do it. I bet I could.
Irritable and angry are two different things.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference?
I don't know.
Like, I'm irritable when you knock my pictures on the wall.
If you're angry, you're angry at something. You might just be irritated with just everything. Well, I guess that doesn't make sense.
So she was angry then, not irritated, because she was about a specific thing, not just things in general. You did not like that I was... No, good. Checkmate. Checkmate. You got it.
I just found it annoying. And, you know,
and then you did what all girls do. You did what all girls do.
Now you're getting yourself.
You did what all girls do when I asked
you
about it.
You were really digging a hole.
Yeah. Hey, listen. It's Friday morning. What the...
Getaway Friday, though.
It's a getaway Friday. What the... do I care at this point? But... Just squint your eyes all you want. The point is that... you did what all girls do there. You deflected. You.
You from the master deflector. Deflect.
I'm not a deflector, but what
oh
you
my God,
are
what?
A deflector.
Hold on, we got trivia to do, so we can't spend a lot of time
you
on this.
You just deflected.
But the point is, you did what all girls do. You did. You take the time to tell me that you think I'm doing something wrong, and then when I say, "Well, what did I do wrong?" Then you, nothing.
I didn't do that exactly. I didn't say. Nothing. I never said nothing.
You said, don't worry about it.
No, I did not. You said, are you okay? I said, yeah, I'm fine. I was fine.
Because you pointed out to me that you were upset. I read that little message you were doing. Say my name or I'm not coming. Uh-uh. Blah, blah, blah.
I didn't say that. Michelle said that.
That's not true. That. Because then Michelle said the name a whole bunch.
I never said, I'm not coming.
I said that.
Blah.
You told her not to come?
Are you reading the messages?
No, I know what you said. My dementia just cleared up for a second. What you said was, why would I come if you can't even say my name? That's what you said.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Why, though? And here I show up and you call me Ashley.
Yeah, I call you Ashley. It's a whole thing. See, karma came back and got you this morning.
Me or you?
Not me. I'm okay with it. I wasn't angry or irritated or anything.
Yes, or else you would have said my name.
I was just calling you the other girl because this is a show and sometimes you're a little short on material, and that's what I did.
He was talking about deodorant.
See, you say that, and then the audience doesn't know what's going on, and then I feel I have to explain
that.
No,
you don't.
I don't want to tell that story for the third time.
I should have been listening.
That's right. I guess you should have been listening if you want
that's
to hear the deodorant
right.
story.
You can listen to it on the website.
Now, here's the thing, though. I do have a special announcement to make. Oh, yeah. I know. Hold your breath.
This is exciting. Do we know what it is?
No. I haven't told you this. This is the first time I've made this announcement. Now, on this station, there is a program that airs on Friday night. It's a Friday night live show, and it's done very well lately. Last week, we had Marla Gibbs on, and a couple weeks ago, we've had a lot of good people.
Me?
One time.
That was a couple of weeks ago.
And I know you have to throw that in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were here one time. Just write that down for
the
record.
Asked me one time.
Well, that's okay. So the point is, let's bring it to the announcement that I want to make here, which is that not tonight, but next week, I will have the new co-host. The new co-host has been chosen, and it won't happen tonight because we want to prep this for a week. But I'm not going to tell you who it is. But I will say that it is somebody that the audience knows, and it's somebody with blonde hair. So that's all I'm going to say. So that's your hint. That's your tease. Next Friday night, 8 to 10, the new, permanent, and forever, until we all die or go off the air, co-host of the Friday Night Live show will be here next Friday. Blonde hair. And the audience knows who it is. And that's all the hints they get. So it's going to be a thing coming up next Friday. I'm looking forward to it because I know who it is, and this person is somebody who I think is pretty great, and to spend Friday nights with them is going to be a lot of fun.
Awesome. Good.
Yeah. Good. Oh, you sound excited.
I am so excited. I'll listen on my way home. And what time does it start? 8?
8 to 10.
There you go.
8 to 10 on Friday night. Last week, Marla Gibbs was really good. I had a lot of fun with that. It's a shame you missed that show.
I was up in, like, last Friday was insane at the restaurant, and I didn't even leave.
Why am I not on at the restaurant? I've said this time and time again.
We have a radio.
Oh, jeez.
We have a... We listen to our Echo.
But you can turn on, like, the... We're on something. Tune in.
I don't know. I'm not sure how to connect it onto there. I haven't figured it out yet.
You just, like, use a cord. Like an aux cord.
Okay. I was having, like, an insane dinner rush. I didn't have time to get an aux cord.
You know what? I'm going to get you a radio. Just not... You don't even have to turn it on. But the point is I believe everybody should have a radio. Because we all listen on our listening devices now. But really, radio's free.
I have a radio at home.
Well, I'm going to get you one that you can just sit on the counter.
But I don't... I have a
tune us in.
I have two. I have a clock radio still, and I have another one. And but I don't have one at Stewart's.
That's going to be my donation.
We used to have one.
And for 1,000 years that Stewart's remains open, I'm going to put my name on it. And for years, don't change the dial. I'm going to bust the dial off on the station, mm-hmm. so you can't get any other station on that radio. And just sit it there, and that'll be my donation to the place.
Yeah, for years it sat there. We listened to the MRN,
right.
The country music, right. Every now, day, all day.
Wouldn't you want to listen to my voice? Wouldn't you want to listen to my voice
all day?
All day long, every day?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you would.
Oh, yeah.
You would. You would enjoy it. High thing. All right, the first trivia question this morning. Okay, something that cannot be Googled. Let me do it. What's something that can't be Googled off the top of my head? I thought about doing song lyrics, but those can be Googled, mm-hmm. and you can get them easy. So, okay. Pick a topic, and I'll come up with a question from that topic.
Pick a topic?
Pick a topic.
Ashley, pick a topic.
Yeah, go ahead, Ashley.
It's
pick
really
a topic.
Difficult. How do you just pick a topic of anything?
Anything.
That's hard.
Look on the walls here and pick something, and I'll come off that with a topic.
Okay. Golden Girls.
Golden Girls. Okay. Well, yeah, I guess you can figure that one out. Okay, on Golden Girls, let's see, a good Golden Girls trivia question that you would not be able to Google. Okay, what would that be? Let's see here. What's a unique fact about that show? There's got to be something. That's such a popular show, though. I think people know most... Oh, here's one. I got it. People can Google that, though.
Yeah, they can.
Okay, here, what is the unique fact about Golden Girls that only one other show in television history has done, other than Golden Girls? There have only been two shows where this has happened in the history of television.
Hmm.
One is Golden Girls, and the other is something else. And if we don't get it, I'll give you the hint. I'll tell you what the other show is. But there's only two shows in television history that have had this happen. What are they? Golden Girls is one. There's another show that's another. What is it? What's that thing about that show? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
I don't know.
Got me thinking there.
Yeah. Now, can anybody sing the Ted Williams coronavirus song that we played?
Corona.
Go ahead. Hit it.
I can't. That's all I know.
Maybe I should play it. I'll play it next hour. Stay tuned. The Ted Williams coronavirus song. So we'll have that.
Mm-hmm.
And now remember what we're giving away here, a 32-ounce root beer float, two 16-ounce root beer floats, a half gallon of your favorite beverage, and a $10 gift certificate from Stewart's. And that's a tough question, so I'm trying to think of another one I can throw up there. During the break, I'm going to have to come up with questions. I should have done this during show prep this morning.
Mm-hmm. You would think.
But I was eating.
You were eating.
I was eating.
What did Scott eat for breakfast?
What did I eat for breakfast?
Did you mention that?
Oh, you know, I could do a personal thing. What's something that's happened this week? You would have to actually have listened to the show to get this right. What has happened
what
this week
Scott
on the show?
What did Scott run out of in his bathroom?
yeah, that was one of them mornings.
Well,
that's for sure.
Most people guess the obvious, but...
It wasn't the obvious. Nope. No. Let's see here. Okay. What have I talked about this week? Who's even been on? I think I have a small case of dementia. I can't remember anything that happens from day to day. I don't even remember what I did yesterday.
You just get in the zone when you
get in the zone here, and when I walk out of here, it all goes out of my head. Let's see. Who was on yesterday?
I don't remember. It was, did it start with an S?
Sam Donaldson.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
When Sam Donaldson was on yesterday, if you listen to the show, what did he say we were going to start making money out of?
Oh, that's a good question.
That's a good question. When Sam Donaldson was on yesterday, what did he say we were going to start making money out of? Now, he did it in kind of a joking way. Mm-hmm. But what did he say we were going to start making money out of? 740-383-9944. Okay, there we are.
It's like what I watch on TV. They do trivia questions from the day before's show.
Right.
They ask a question about the day before.
I'm trying to think of something significant that has happened on this show, maybe even in the last year, that you would have had to have listened to know. There's not a lot of significant things, I think. Oh, here's one for you. Who do I say is my favorite guest? I've said that. Who is my favorite guest on this show?
Well, I think I know that answer.
You should.
I think I do.
Okay. Who have I said is my favorite guest on this show?
It's a tough day.
Oh, my jaw unhinged there. What a thing. Go ahead, caller.
Phil Donahue.
Phil Donahue, you've got it. That is my all-time favorite guest on this show. You've got it right. So, let's see here. We've got the 32-ounce root beer float. We've got the two 16-ounce root beer floats. We've got the half gallon of your favorite beverage. And a $10 gift certificate. What would you like?
$10 gift certificate.
And what is your name?
Roger.
Roger. All right, Roger. You go over to Stewart's and tell them you are the winner from WWGH, and your name's Roger, and they will have that for you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Roger. Yes, my favorite guest is Phil Donahue. We got that one.
I think I would have guessed that, too.
Mm-hmm. Would you have?
I think so.
Okay. So now, what does Golden Girls have significance as one of the only shows in television history to do this? One of only two shows. What did they do on that show that only one other show has done in the history of television?
Like it was something on one, like a specific episode or like the show?
No, just something about the show in general.
Okay.
And then the other question was...
Sam Donaldson. Making money.
Yes. What did he...
Oh, my gosh.
It's going to be a rough morning.
Here we go.
What did Sam Donaldson say money was going to start being made out of yesterday on this show? Where is my brain this morning? Go ahead, caller.
Sam Donaldson said toilet paper.
Toilet paper. You got it. He said, do you remember what he said kind of, because it was a funny line, I thought.
I don't.
What he said was, he said, you know, we passed this stimulus bill, and apparently in Washington they think you can just print money, but if they run out of paper,
that's
we'll have
right.
all this excess toilet paper left over so they can print money on it. That's it. He did.
That's
he said.
Right.
He said it was toilet paper, which, I know, it's a funny line, isn't it?
That was awesome.
I know. 32-ounce root beer float, two 16-ounce root beer floats, or a half gallon of your favorite beverage.
Let's do the half gallon.
Half gallon. And what is your name?
Jody Lucas.
Jody, you are going to have fun over... what are you going to get? Are you going to get the orange stuff? You going to get the diet root beer? You going to get the regular root beer?
Oh, got to go with the regular.
Regular root beer. Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. Go over to Stewart's today. Give them your name, and you can get it.
Sweet. Thank you all. Have a good morning.
Thank you, Jody.
Bye-bye.
There you go. Jody Lucas.
That name... might be familiar, like on caller. I'm not sure. There's a Lucas, somebody with last name Lucas, that calls in to Stewart's, like for Collins.
Well, our first hour is done as far as giveaways go. We gave away two, so we'll save the next two for the next hour. And maybe I'll come up with some trivia questions during the break. I'll tell you the Golden Girls question because I don't think anybody will get it.
Right. I want to give the things away.
Yeah. The Golden Girls question is, there's only two shows in the history of television where this has happened. One is Golden Girls. One is All in the Family. And it's where all the cast members won Emmys.
Oh, that's good.
Yep.
That's nice.
That's the only two shows.
It's a good little trivia right there.
Where all the cast members won Emmy Awards during the run of the series.
How do you know that?
Because, well, I interviewed all the Golden Girls. Yeah.
All of them? Five?
Four.
Oh, there's only four.
I interviewed, yeah.
One, two, three. Oh, there is only four.
Well, I didn't interview Estelle Getty because she was sick by the time I got into radio, but I interviewed Betty White a lot, I interviewed Bea Arthur a lot, and I interviewed Rue McClanahan two or three times.
Mm-hmm.
They were fun women.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So there you go.
It's a good
I know
show.
Name drop.
I like that. Last night
I was name dropping Catherine Hellman from Who's the Boss.
I want to be a Golden Girl. Me Abby too. Can come with me.
Mm-hmm. We've talked about this.
Yes.
We've talked about being Golden Girls?
Like which one we are. Like yeah.
Which one are you? Let's go.
Oh, come on. I already know.
I know which one you are. Yeah, after last night, I definitely know which one you are. Yay, yay, yay. And which one are you?
I don't know.
Well, you're not Rose because you're not dumb.
Right, but I'm not.
You're not Sophia. You're not old.
But I'm not.
You must
like,
be Dorothy.
I don't know if I'm Dorothy.
I don't think she's Dorothy.
Not,
like,
well, you're not Blanche.
I'm not, like, Dorothy's kind of
she's
mean.
The smart one.
I bet she's also, she has no patience.
She's like the mom of the group. I think you have to be, I think she might be.
I'm a mix.
Yeah. She might
a
be
mix
Sophia.
I feel like I'm Sophia.
You think?
Yeah.
Because, what is Sophia's trait?
I don't know. She's funny.
She was funny. She came back with good like quips.
She's patient.
She
she's more patient than Dorothy, though, right?
Well, she's her mother.
But she's got patience. Like Dorothy gets so annoyed by Rose,
right?
Yeah, but that's funny.
Right, but I don't get annoyed like that. I'm not irritable like that.
You know, one of the things that most people don't remember this, and you know, there are certain things, and I was talking about Glenn. With Glenn about Golden Girls the other day. Mm-hmm. Because why is there this thing that if a show's got all women in it, like Facts of Life, mm-hmm. that you cannot watch it if you're a guy?
Like, I don't know.
I didn't know that was a thing.
It is.
Oh.
You know, I believe that. Like, I agree with that statement.
You think that's right?
No, my dad used to watch shows. Like, he didn't care if it was.
And here's what it comes down to me. It's the writing. If I can laugh at it, mm-hmm. I really don't care who's delivering the lines.
Right.
It's got to be funny.
But I think a lot of guys would be like, I'm not watching that.
Well, here's what, because when I was growing up, Golden Girls had went off. And they did like 1 year of a show, because I think Bea Arthur left the show. And then they did it 1 year where they ran a hotel. And it was Betty White and Rue McClanahan and Estelle Getty. And it was only on for 1 year. It wasn't as successful as the original. But Bea Arthur came back for a guest spot. And it was so funny. And I'm sorry more people didn't get to see this show. Because it's one of those times where you remember exactly what the dialogue was because it was so funny. The premise of the episode was that Rose and Blanche were working Sophia too hard at the hotel. And, you know, Dorothy comes to visit and she says, you've got to come home with me because they're working you too hard here. So they get into a fight over Sophia and Sophia runs away. So they spend the episode trying to find Sophia, and they get to a point where they're all in the kitchen. And Betty White and Rue McClanahan are saying, you know, just calm down to Dorothy. Calm down, Bea Arthur. Sit down. She'll show up eventually. And Dorothy gets really angry at them and says, I don't want to calm down. You know, blah, blah, blah. I want to find my mother. And Betty White kind of stands up and yells at her, mm-hmm. which you don't mm-hmm. do to big Dorothy,
right?
And never did in the show. And like Rue McClanahan's face in this whole thing is funny because she's like, oh my gosh, what are you doing? You don't do that. So the line is, Bea Arthur says something like, or Betty White says, if you don't start being nice, I'm going to do something or else.
Yeah.
And Bea Arthur says, or else what? Mm-hmm. And she picks up a newspaper and smacks Bea Arthur in the head with it, which is what Betty White had done.
Right.
Or Bea Arthur had done to Betty White during the run of Golden Girls.
Yeah.
So it got this huge laugh out mm-hmm. of the audience because Bea Arthur's just standing there looking off, you know, doing the look that she did. And you think she's going to scream at her or something. And she says, you hit me.
Yeah.
And the audience laughs again. And she says, you hit me.
Oh, I think I remember that.
Yes. And then she starts to break down into tears. She goes, yeah. Why did you hit me? Mm-hmm. And they both say they want to hit her, too. And they make up. So they're in this group hug. And then right at the end of the group hug, this is the brilliant writing. She pulls back on Betty White, like around her neck, and mm-hmm. she says, And Rose, if you hit me once more, you won't live long enough to hear me say ow.
That's funny.
And I thought, what a great line.
Yeah.
That's good writing.
Yeah.
Where's that today?
I'm not sure. Where, like, real comedic, right? Like, just actually, like, it doesn't have to be dirty or anything, just good, clean laughs.
Well, if they heard things recently, dirty's not a problem.
Well, I don't know. Like, I'm so out of the loop on what everybody's watching right now, so I don't know. Like, everybody watches Netflix right now and Tiger King.
Oh, you know what? And people keep telling me about that.
I haven't watched one second of that show.
You know,
I did. I watched it all.
I feel like I know all about it at this point because people have told me about it.
It is a train wreck.
Carol Baskins.
Oh, just, I'm telling you, it's a train wreck.
So did she kill her husband?
100% she did.
Really? She did
Absolutely
kill her husband?
Absolutely she did.
I haven't watched one second of that show.
One of the episodes, she says, well, him dying was an accident. Well, like, first of all, his body's never been found. He was presumed dead. So, like, why would she say it was an accident?
That's one heck of an accident.
She said something about, you know, if you were going to kill somebody with a tiger, like, you would just rub sardine oil all over them. Like, who says that? Who would know
that's
that?
Exactly the line that somebody gave that? Me as evidence for. I've never seen an episode of it either, but mm-hmm. people keep talking to me about it like I should watch it.
It's mind-blowing, but mindless. You're just like, are these people really, do they really exist? And this is truly their life, so that's bizarre.
Well, all shows are edited, like, in certain ways, but I don't know if you can edit that much.
Well, what is this thing about a show now? We just put a bunch of people in a house who don't normally live together
yeah.
and follow them around.
I mean, that started years ago at the Real World.
Real World, New York City.
You know,
yeah, but who cares? I don't care what these people are doing.
Did you watch Real World?
Of course. New York City. I love The Real World, yeah.
The first one.
Mm-hmm.
Those seem
10 years
type
later,
of
they went back to New York.
Mm-hmm.
It was just one of those things that, like, it's like a social experiment more than, you know, just what
is
you
going to
do. Yeah, I think that's what it's the whole, what it
what
started
happens
as.
When seven strangers pick to live in a
right.
house?
Yeah, but
stop being polite.
You're just asking for trouble when you put people
real.
In a house.
Well, of course you are. I mean, because they're inevitably, like, singles. I mean, you know, there may be one that has something. But then there was Big Brother, which was a kind of a different premise.
Yeah,
I
never
put people in a house.
That show.
I did.
Oh, man. At one point, I dated somebody who loved that show, and it used to be TiVo'd all the time, and mm-hmm. oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
I could never get into that show.
Yeah, I never watched Survivor.
I think I watched, like, one season of that, but
no.
I lost it on that one.
I did watch, at the beginning, The Bachelorette, we watched one season of that, but they are still together. Like, there was the first Bachelorette, Ryan?
Ryan and, yeah.
Whatever her name is.
Yeah.
They're still together. So I feel
nobody
okay.
cares about
right,
The Bachelor.
Right, I don't.
It is weird. It's,
nobody
it's,
cares.
Yeah, I did it's watch strange. Jersey Shore. Mm-hmm. It's like, that's mindless, like, just.
Jersey Shore.
Sometimes you just
boy.
Need shows to, like, just...
GTO.
Yeah.
I don't watch any reality TV.
What was that acronym you just did?
GTL.
GTL. What's GTL?
Gym Tan Laundry.
What is
you,
that?
Oh, boy. You haven't ever watched
routine.
Jersey Shore.
Is that what it is? What does that mean? Gym? Oh, is that what
go
they
the
do?
Gym,
gym tan,
tan
laundry?
And then they do all the right. laundry. But I don't really watch any reality TV now. Not even a series. I just I
Tiger
know.
King is one of those. If you, it's like seven episodes or something. It's not like long.
Oh yeah,
it's just a short series.
I know the names of people because it's all over social media.
It's so easy to like poke at. There's so much going on all the time.
Fascinating.
It is.
Boy, that is a fascinating conversation.
Our house, the daughter is currently watching Grey's Anatomy, so. And I stopped watching that at season 5 when it was on television. I think I must have just got busy.
Mm-hmm.
Something happened that, I don't know, kids.
Is that what was going on?
I'm pretty sure.
What do you got going on over there?
Yeah.
I'm reading
You're
things.
You're still busy. Good thing Michelle and I are here trying to make this show go.
Yeah.
Trying. I don't know about you succeeding, but trying, certainly.
You know what's weird is you, glazed donuts are your favorite donut, and you didn't come get a donut burger last week. And they were really good.
You know what? I said I was going to come get a donut burger.
And then you didn't.
And then you said, I'm out of donuts, so I did not want to be somebody.
I was never out of donuts. I said we were running low on donuts.
There was a whole donut conversation last week.
But I never ran out.
Why didn't you say that? Scott, come get a donut burger.
I don't have a special and run out of
I didn't know if you'd run out or not. I saw this thing being shared on Facebook all over the place.
I will do anything and everything to not run out of something.
Are they off the menu now at this point?
Yeah, for now. Yeah.
Did the donut supply run out?
It was just a special. We had it Tuesday through Sunday.
But it went over well.
Yeah, people were trying to order still yesterday.
What is on a donut burger?
It's whatever you want.
So it's like a burger and a glazed donut.
Mm-hmm. And any topping you want. I put bacon and cheese on mine. It was really good. That bacon, the salty with the sweet glaze, that was good.
I'm going to have to come over. Well, I have a friend who keeps telling me they want to come over, and we keep thinking we're going to come over, and then we don't.
Well, thanks for the support. Appreciate
last Friday, I drove right by.
You didn't want to come. Last Friday was insane. It was...
there was when I passed by.
Oh, well, thanks.
It was like 7 o'clock.
Oh, no. Yeah, it was still pretty crazy.
I was there. I didn't dream it up.
Well, you did. You messaged and said, I drove by. It looked pretty busy.
It did look pretty busy, I could have found a spot.
I mean, it wasn't like...
And you did not reply, by the way. Thank you very much.
I was in the middle of a huge...
You could have said, well, thanks, Scott, for the support. I'm glad you drove by.
Thanks for the drive-by.
Yeah, it was a drive-by. Then I went down and saw that Dairy Queen was wrapped around the building.
Yeah.
But McDonald's was not.
Main Street's pretty...
strange.
It's hustling and bustling right now. Honestly, like, I was on 95 the other day because I had to go to GFS, and there was hardly any traffic. And then I got over to Main Street, and there was so much traffic on Main Street. So much. I was like, what is going on over here? That Dollar General store, every spot is full. Like, every time I go by it.
Well, Main Street's a different area. Main Street is a subculture.
It's, well, yeah, people are walking around, there's tons of traffic, but you know who opens back up today? I'm going to give them a shout out.
Go ahead.
Jersey
opens back up today.
Jersey opens back up
today.
Go
and get your twist cone.
That's exciting. Good for them.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Go stand outside today. It's cold.
They reconfigured a little bit, though, so people will be... Like, not on top, because you know, like, how the line is.
Mm-hmm.
They're serving out of a different window now, it said, and they reconfigured, so people aren't going to be, like, right on top of each other, I think.
Well, that's why I'm in the middle of writing the book, 6 feet Apart.
Oh,
it's going to be a great book.
But I'm writing that book, too.
Are you?
Yeah.
Everybody's doing that book.
Gosh.
6 feet Apart.
Mine's six
out
and
of
and
social
half.
Distance in the six world
and a half feet apart.
Of 2020. Do you want to remind everybody, in hour number two this morning, the girls are going to hang around here. 32-ounce root beer float will be giving away, and 2 16-ounce root beer floats. You just go to Stewart's and get these. Don't come here. We've already given away a half gallon of your favorite beverage to Jody Lucas and a $10 gift card to Roger. So you could be a big winner next hour, and I'm going to come up with 2 trivia questions during the break that are good. I'm going to give you we'll see if we can get this before the break. Let's see how good you are on song lyrics. Okay, you ready for this? How we have done this is I'll give you a little bit of the song, and then you have to give me, like, the next 2 lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is. I love this one because, well, I'll tell you in a second why. It's centrifugal motion. It's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment. It's impossible. What are the next 2 lines to that song? No, you can't.
I know, we know this already.
I know
7/4. You know why I love that?
I
love any song that says centrifugal motion. I think that's... Oh, yeah.
She worked it right in there.
Apps. You put centrifugal motion in a song.
With the windows open.
And
pouring inside.
Oh, you're singing the whole song?
I just gave one line.
What are the next 2 lines of that song? 7403839944. It's centrifugal motion. It's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment. It's impossible. Is that how that reads? It's centrifugal motion. That means you're going towards something. It's perpetual bliss. You're going towards something. It's the pivotal moment. You're going towards something. And then it's impossible.
Maybe somebody knows it right here. They know.
What are the next 2 lines to that song? Go ahead, caller.
This kiss.
Yay.
Who are you?
Do you know what the word is? There's another word in there.
Dog on it. No.
Oh, you're close, though. You are so close on this one.
Close but no cigar.
Close but no.
You're not gonna give it.
How are you not gonna give that to her?
It's okay, lady. It's okay.
Yeah, don't mind the girls.
What?
Yeah, the girls.
The girls. Thank you.
You should be lucky to have them.
All right. Thank you.
Well, jury's out on that one.
Cheers.
Thank you. Bye. Okay, we can get one more guest in here before the top of the hour. Yeah, there's a word in there. We now. Well, maybe this person knows.
Hmm.
It's Country Music Friday here on the show. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, this kiss, it's incredible.
Not incredible.
What?
You're close, though.
Are you kidding me?
No, I got the paper right here.
Okay.
You're good. You're close. You're getting there.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. No, it's not. It's incredible.
Oh, I know what it is.
You do know what it is.
I just came up with me.
Yeah, it's not incredible, but there is another word in there. It is this kiss, but what's the word?
I just got it.
That's in there. Quick, 740-383-9944. It's centrifugal motion, it's perpetual bliss, it's the pivotal moment, it's impossible, and we know this kiss, but there's a word in there that we are leaving out. 740-383-9944, and don't forget, next hour, we're giving away 32-ounce root beer float from Stewart's, two 16-ounce root beer floats, and, don't forget, next...
Hold on, sorry.
I'm right in the middle of a plug.
It doesn't have to be root beer. It can be any type of
can be
float.
Orange soda or whatever you want. Don't forget, next Friday night, 8 to 10, Friday Night Live, will be here on the station, and the new co-host has been chosen, and all I'm going to tell you is that the person is blonde, and the person has... You know who the person is. That's all I'm going to say.
I do?
I don't know if you do, but the audience knows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they know who this person is. Blonde... And you know who the person is.
Phil Donahue.
Phil Donahue's coming. Yeah. We're going to be get together every Friday night. Is he blonde? I think he's...
Maybe not anymore.
He's running a little past blonde. All right. Think about the This Kiss song. What's the word we're missing? And we'll come back with two more trivia questions and two more giveaways on the other side of this very important and timely break. On this Getaway Friday.
Getaway Friday.
We'll be right back.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is the pastor at Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. Address 209 East Water Street. This is Scott Spears, high above Marion in the WWGH News Chopper. If you see news in Marion, please email us at scott@wwgh1071.com. And keep an eye out for the WWGH News Chopper flying high overhead. We here at WGH Radio 107.1 FM.